With the consent of the House, the bill will be substituted as recommended by the Early Learning and Human Services Committee. Hearing no objections, so ordered. There are no amendments. With the consent of the House, the rules will be suspended and substitute House Bill 2230 will be advanced at third reading. Hearing no objection, so ordered.
That's not the Capital Ideas opening you're used to hearing, but change is good. What you heard was Representative Joe Timmons of Bellingham presiding over action in the Washington State House in his role as Deputy Speaker Pro Tem. It's his second year to wield the gavel up on the podium, and he'll talk about that and more in today's Capital Ideas. If you're new here, welcome. This is the podcast where members of the majority Democrats in the Washington State House of Representatives sit down at the Capitol and talk about ideas. They don't raise their voices or talk about the other party as the enemy. They talk about ways to make Washington a better place to live, work, and raise a family. We recorded this conversation on Thursday, February 5th, 2026, and I'll play it now. Welcome to Capital Ideas, Representative Joe Timmons from the 42nd District up in the northwestern, beautiful northwestern corner of Washington State.
Yep.
This is our first chance to talk here on Capital Ideas, and I'm really glad that you came by. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dan, for the invitation. It's a pleasure to serve in this legislature. It's a pleasure to represent the people of the 42nd District, and I love help getting the word out. So thanks for having me join you today.
And my apologies that this is your fourth year and this is our first time to do this. Fortunately, we have a good problem to have, which is there are a lot of Democrats in the State House of Representatives.
That's correct.
And it's hard getting to all of them.
Absolutely. Well, there's no time like the present. Happy to be here anytime.
You're the Deputy Speaker Pro Tem. You are on three or four committees. How do you do that? That seems like a heck of a load.
I appreciate the recognition. It is. It is. But it's a load I do willingly and joyfully, frankly. I serve on the housing committee, House Transportation Committee, and then the House Post-Secondary Education and Workforce Committee. We have Western Washington University right outside my district. We have Joaquin Community College and Bellingham Technical College within my district, as well as Northwest Indian College. So very glad to be serving on that committee and the others. But as you said, yeah, I also serve on the Rules Committee, where we pull bills from the Rules Committee to the floor to be considered. And then I have the opportunity and the honor, frankly, of presiding over the House floor during those debate sessions. And that's something that I'm in my second year doing now and really enjoying.
I'm going to want to talk about some of your priority legislation and some other items. But let's start off by talking about being the Deputy Speaker Pro Tem. Which essentially means running a whole lot of the floor sessions that take place here. You got 98 people, well, 97, you're up on the podium. Mm-hmm. A whole lot of people to corral and to maintain decorum, as well as all that stuff that you have to say a million times.
That's right. That's right. Well, I couldn't do it without a great team, that's for sure. They keep me on track and making sure that what I say when we need to say the things that are read into the record are done correctly. But it is a lot. You know, I was elected by the caucus to be up there, so that's something that I really carry with me up there. But ultimately, I just deeply believe that every representative is there to represent their community and that their voice should be heard on the House floor. It should be done in a civil way and that debate should be respectful. But I really just enjoy the opportunity to make sure that everyone's voice is heard and that for the viewing public that's interested, that they kind of know what to expect as well.
Have you had to gavel anybody down?
Oh, yeah. I've gaveled many people down. Had an opportunity to gavel the speaker down herself, and I missed that opportunity, Dan. It's one of my regrets. But, you know, we gavel folks when they break the House rules. One of those, and the one with the speaker, where if you're standing in between the person who is speaking on the House floor and the speaker themselves, that's a gavelable offense. And then if you break other rules of decor and of debate, then those are gavelable offense. It happens periodically. It's nothing personal. And it just helps the place keep moving and make sure that our debate stays on topic and respectful.
You seem to have done a good job. I watched quite a few of the floor sessions.
Thank you.
I haven't seen any fistfights break out. nobody's pulled a sword out.
That's
so,
right.
You know,
we try to do all that behind closed doors.
So let's talk now about your role as Representative Joe Timmons of the 42nd District. those people didn't elect you to be the deputy speaker pro tem.
That's right.
Although I'm sure they're proud of that fact. They elected you to come down here and speak for 160,000 people mm-hmm. and get their work done. How's that going?
Yeah, I think you'd have to ask them, but I feel really good about it. And they reelected me to serve that, which is one of the proudest moments of my life. I mean, this is my first position in elected office. I have over 15 years of experience in public service, most of which is at the state level, including working for Western Washington University to lobby for the institution, working in Governor Inslee's office. But, you know, being elected by the people of Whatcom County and then being reelected is just a great honor and something I really don't take lightly. And I'm enjoying the work down here. I really enjoy working across the aisle. I don't think one party has a monopoly on good ideas. And I think, you know, we have these processes that move bills forward. And I'm just happy to deliver whenever I can for the people of the 42nd District.
If you had to pick two of your favorite bills from just the past couple of years, what would you want to talk about?
In Whatcom County, unfortunately, we've experienced some traumatic flooding in recent years. In 2021, we had some flooding where an individual actually lost his life. And I know a lot of folks lost their homes. And then we just had more flooding in December. This time around, when I was in this elected office, I was there filling sandbags when the rain was coming. I was helping people clean out homes after the fact, of course, also coordinating with state agencies, congressional offices, and local governments. But some of the bills that I'm most proud of in my tenure here, my short tenure here, are bills that will help address our state in emergency situations. So I worked with the Department of Emergency Management to pass a public infrastructure assistance program. This is something that FEMA can step in at the federal level, but we're making sure that we have the resources and the programs at our state level to help communities rebuild, whether that's sidewalks, whether that's libraries. We unfortunately are in a budget shortfall right now and haven't been able to get the funding that I would like as much for that program, but I'm glad it's on the books, and I'm glad that we now have an opportunity to fund it moving forward. So that's one. I also had a bill to create a state emergency medical reserve corps, also related to emergency disasters. So, you know, when people experience emergency situations, we have county emergency volunteer corps. These are everything from doctors and janitors and everything in between. And now those volunteers are able to coordinate across county lines rather than being just in their own community so they can, you know, mobilize and go where they're most needed. So those are some of the bills on the topic of flooding that I'm most proud of, but there's a handful of others as well.
Apparently the National Association on Mental Illness thought pretty highly of at least one of your bills because yeah. They named you the Behavioral Health Champion for 2025. That's the kind of thing that would puff out my chest a little bit.
Well, thank you, Dan. I appreciate that. It really feels great to be seen in that way. You know, I had a bill to try to increase students' social-emotional skills, to try to work a little bit more upstream, to prevent fighting, to prevent trauma, and make sure that students are equipped to process the challenges of a complex world. We didn't get that bill across the finish line, but was honored to receive their award because of the bipartisan approach and because of the awareness I was able to bring to the issue.
Tell me about your bill to regulate nitrous oxide. I know that this bill made it through cutoff.
Yep.
You're in good shape to have it come to the House floor, go to the Senate, get signed, and hit the governor's desk, I hope. But tell me about this bill and what brought it about and what it will accomplish.
Thank you for the question. It's one of the issues I'm working really hard on this session. And I should say in collaboration with Senator Drew Hansen in the Senate, who has a companion bill. This is House Bill 2532, and this came my way from a constituent who is concerned about the use of recreational nitrous oxide being used particularly by young folks, youth and teens and young adults. These are products being sold over the counter. I think we are on the front edge of a public health crisis where these products are being sold over the counter. They're being flavored and marketed to young folks. And so this bill will ban the sale of those products while also having exemptions for legitimate purposes like medical and dental and veterinary uses. So that way these products don't fall in the wrong hands. You know, I purchased one of these products to take down here to Olympia to show folks what we're talking about. Mine apparently tastes like Skittles. And we're seeing this rise across the state, not only in Whatcom County. In fact, a woman in Pierce County got 3 offenses of DUI while driving on these in 8 days in November, running into parked cars and so forth. So to me, this is a public health bill, and this is a public safety bill passed out of the Community Safety Committee unanimously. And I really hope we're able to get it across the finish line this year.
I never thought I would hear the term recreational nitrous oxide.
Yep. Yep. Unfortunately, it's real. Yes.
That does remind me that as long as I'm patting you on the back for things, I know that you got some funding last year. I don't know if it was to create a new substance abuse center or to renovate or to just help them run the place. But in any case, with substance abuse disorder being such a prominent problem all over the world, but in Washington State, congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, navigating the capital budget and bringing resources home is one of my favorite parts of this job. Of course, you know, no one does that work alone. I partner with my seatmate, Alicia Rule, as well as Senator Shoemake, to try to bring resources back to Whatcom County. We were able to get funding for a detox center at Lummi Nation. Very, very proud of that. It will be opening soon. I was at the groundbreaking ceremony last year and looking forward to that serving the community.
You also got a couple of bucks for the Technology and Engineering Center over at Whatcom Community College.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, you know, as I said earlier, I love serving on the Post-Secondary Education and Workforce Committee. Whatcom Community College and Bellingham Technical College both do a tremendous job, and we've been able to deliver on a project for each campus in my first two terms here.
You're the second member of the House Democratic Caucus that I have sat down with for Capital Ideas today, who is a graduate of the Evans School Public Policy and Government up at UW. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I interviewed Representative Zach Hall earlier, and I got him to kind of give me a rundown of what that meant, because I know other people around here have also got MPAs, Masters of Public Administration, and I was curious as to what that meant. It seems to really set a person up well to be an effective lawmaker.
I would totally agree with that, and I'm so glad Zach is a new addition to our caucus. He's fantastic to work with. You know, for me personally, I grew up in Edmonds. I went to Western Washington University for undergrad, studied political science, and really enjoyed my time there, learned a lot, and took a couple years off and considered what I was going to do in my early 20s, and thought, you know, going back to school to get some more tangible skills to work in a career in public service would really benefit me. So I did exactly that from 2009 to 2011 at the Evans School at UW. I learned a ton about how government works. I learned a ton about how to pass bills, how to make sure bills are really good when they pass. But one of the things I had the tremendous opportunity to do, Dan, was to intern down here during the 2010 session. I had an internship with the Senate Democrats, and I would come down on Tuesday mornings and Thursday mornings. I'd go back for evening classes, and then I'd be down here all day on Fridays during the 2010 session, and I truly fell in love with the legislature. I fell in love with the legislative process, felt like a team sport, loved the way that ideas were shared and expressed, and really gave me the bug to work not only in state government, but to run for this position and ultimately serve our community. So I couldn't have done that without the foundational education that I had, and of course, family and friends supporting me along the way.
Because the 42nd District is, I wouldn't say tucked away, but it is farther away from a lot of people in Washington than let's say, Yakima. Tell me about the 42nd District, the people that you represent, and where these many of these bills that you've worked on are taking effect.
Yeah, I love Whatcom County, and I love the 42nd District. You know, I went to school at Western years ago, and my wife Heather grew up in Bellingham, and now we've had the joy of living there for over a decade near her folks and raise our son there as well. You know, Whatcom County is a very politically diverse community, diverse community in terms of the types of cities and communities we have. It's a combination of urban, suburban, and rural communities. And I love that because that means we get to work on issues that impact people all across not only our district, but the state as well. You know, and I really value working across the aisle. I work with some folks who I'm sure will never vote for me, but take my call when I answer because I want their input on bills. And I also, as you said, it is in the northwest corner of the state. It's pretty far away from Olympia. I go home each weekend. It's about 2.5 hours each way if I don't hit too much traffic. And, you know, I really value when constituents come down here to meet with me. I know it's not a short trek. And so I love hearing from folks in district, and that really helps shape the bills and the priorities that I work on.
You guys have a lot of dairy farms, don't you?
And blueberries, a lot of berry farms, a lot too. And, you know, it's a tremendous, not only part of our economy, but also our identity. And I just love that about Whatcom County.
We've now yesterday, February 4th of 2026, reached a pretty significant first milestone in this legislative session, which is we reached policy cutoff. Can you explain that and tell me about what is next here?
Well, you know, so we meet during 105 days during odd years. We meet 60 days during even years. And we always convene on the second Monday of the year. And the reason that's different is because we pass a two-year budget during odd years, and then we supplement that budget during even years. So really, in theory, it's supposed to be less work, but it feels like the same amount or more in a condensed schedule. We did just pass the policy cutoff. This is the House of Origin policy cutoff, which means all bills need to be out of the House of Origin's policy committee to still be alive. And if they're not, then they're considered dead. The next one coming up on Monday is the fiscal committee cutoff. And then after that, then the fun really starts, in my opinion, Dan. That's when bills go to the floor in the House to be considered, and Senate bills go to the floor in the Senate to be considered. And then we reach that cutoff, and then it goes, the cycle starts over in the opposite chamber. Only about 20% of bills make it throughout that process. This is a deliberative process that is meant to make sure that the ideas we pass are the right kind of policies for our communities. I'm really looking forward to this calendar, keep moving forward, and feels good to be past the first hurdle and looking forward to the next one.
And once that nonstop floor action begins, that's when you're going to be needing a comfortable pair of shoes.
Yes. Yes. Some very, very late nights on the House floor. I think the latest I've been there in my tenure is about 2:30 or 3 a.m. I know some of my colleagues have gone until 6 a.m. You know, and really, I appreciate that process. You know, as the majority party, we consider, you know, we control what bills come forward. And the minority has an opportunity to speak up on those bills, to share their concerns. And sometimes that takes time, but it's part of the legislative process and part of what, you know, their constituents set them there to do.
And I'll point out that something like 80% of the bills that finally become law have been voted out of this House unanimously or within a vote or two, because there might be one person that says, I'm going to be different on this, I'm voting no. But essentially, the kind of partisan bloodbath that people envision nowadays when they think about American politics, it's not that bad here.
You know, I think that's true. I think, unfortunately, our national politics is so divisive right now. And as you said, more bills pass here on a bipartisan approach than don't. Of course, we have our differences as parties. You know, we have some differences on how we operate. But overall, I find folks work well here together. It's part of why I love this position and part, frankly, of what my community sent me here to do. When I talk to folks back home, they want our parties working together. They want us to lead by example. And hopefully our national politics will catch up.
Joe, I've had you here for a pretty good little while. And I want to see if there's anything we haven't brought up that you would like to talk about right now in the last couple of minutes of today's episode of Capital Ideas.
Well, Dan, I really appreciate the opportunity to be here. I love discussing my priorities, talking about my district, and frankly, how the legislature works. I just want folks to know that my door is always open. They can reach out if they have concerns about legislation, and also if they just want to learn more about the legislative process. I really enjoy it here. It's a true honor to represent the people of the 42nd District. I hope to be able to do it for a long time and hopefully continue to deliver for my community.
That's a great way to go out.
Thank you.
Representative Joe Timmons, thank you for coming to Capital Ideas. I have enjoyed this conversation. I've learned a lot, and I hope the people listening have as well.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a real pleasure.
There's your introduction to Representative Joe Timmons, and I hope you got something out of it. If you did and you haven't subscribed to Capital Ideas, now's a great time to do that. After all, what we talk about here is your state government. And like it or not, what happens here matters today more than ever. I'm Dan Frizzell for the Washington State House Democrats, putting people first since 1889. Thanks for listening.
The question before the House is final passage of Substitute House Bill 2230. The Speaker's about to start the roll call machine. The Speaker has started the roll call machine. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change? 2230 is declared passed.